Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, in our last 5 minutes, your tips to those new college freshmen who just arrived in New York from Omaha or Rio or who knows where and are thinking, oh my God, look what things cost here, and are trying to make it on that student's allowance. What should they do for a bargain in the New York area? 212-433-WNYC. For the parent who's sick of wiring money to your kid, for the college student who's on work study and realizing how little that's actually paying you, 212-433-9692. You know, I'm talking about things like the laundromat that doesn't charge extra for a fabric softener, the bar that gives out free pizza slices. You'll be there every Wednesday at 7 p.m. sharp, right? Share your tips, 212-433-WNYC. Tracy in New York, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I was just thinking that you mentioned about food, and I think that students should budget their food as far as not eating out and trying to buy food for the week or a monthly basis, getting food that's on sale at the supermarket and stocking up on that. That would help a lot for saving money.
Thank you very much. Kat in Irvington has one. Hi, Kat.
Hi there. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I got totally nailed in college with ATM fees. It was $2.50 here, $2.50 there just to get 20 bucks out. So I'd recommend taking out as much cash as you can, holding on to your cash and not getting screwed with the bodega ATM fees.
Go home and watch MTV instead of going to the ATM.
Stay home. Don't go out if you're in New York.
Just go to the woods and ride your ATV. Okay, Patience in Stony Point, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. My son has started riding his bike, to school. He lives in Harlem and he goes to school in the village, and it saves me the monthly Metro card.
Ride that bike. Joel in Union, you're on the air. Hi, Joel.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. On Thursday nights and also Fridays and Saturdays, there are all kinds of openings in Chelsea and other art districts. They frequently have quite interesting food, not always, but it's worth foraging. And you might learn something and have some fun, too. They go from 6 to 8 p.m.
And maybe you'll meet a hip new boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, right. And you can just look on the web. You just Google art openings and then the date, like tomorrow, September 20th. You'll find a list.
Good one. Thank you. James in Manhattan, what's your tip for new college students saying, oh, my God, this place is so expensive, this New York City? James? James. Okay, we'll get back to James. How about John at Pratt? Hi, John.
Hi. Look, I've never seen a textbook that costs less than $100. Ask the professor if a used one will do. I teach art history, and, you know, that doesn't change. So you don't need the new edition. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Thank you. Andrew in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you? You brought up a good point with the happy hour food. One place that I go to, they have one drink minimum, so if you spend $4 to get the beer on special, you can literally eat wings until you're ill, which is a good cheap dinner. And then also with the half-off sushi places in the East Village and the discount sushi places anytime, you can get a decent dinner for under $10.
There you go, half-off sushi, which might still be a lot of money. James in Manhattan. Hi, James.
Yes. My advice is to avoid eating out, learn how to cook, stay away from Starbucks, stop drinking bottled water, and avoid credit card debt at all costs. If you can't afford to pay for it out of your bank account or cash, don't buy it.
So
you can't afford it.
Avoid Starbucks, but maybe get a plain brown wrapper for your McDonald's coffee, right?
Well, just avoid eating out altogether. Learn how to cook a little bit. Salads and sandwiches and things like that. I mean, the labor added that you pay when you eat out is something that most people just can't afford, and they spend a lot more money on eating out than they ought to. Later life, after you've accumulated savings and wealth,
then
you will be able to afford to eat out.
James, thank you very much. Yes, those dormitory hot plates. Beth in the Village, you're on the air. Hi, Beth.
Yeah, hi. Hi. What I used to do when I was in graduate school is I used to hit the grocery stores around lunchtime, especially the higher-end grocery stores, and they'd have little samples. And I would, by the time I left, I was full. I mean, a lot of times they really have a lot of stuff out. And then also I just wanted to say, for a real splurge, both Chinatown and East 6th Street, the Little India, you can get a pretty decent meal for just a few bucks.
Thank you. Andrew in Bogota, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Big fan of the show. Here's a great tip I think that college students can use is market research studies and focus groups. A simple Google search, typing in focus groups or market research studies will benefit, will actually yield great results. And students can earn anywhere from $100 to $500 for 2 hours at a time.
So you don't have to go all the way to selling your body parts for extra cash. You can find those focus groups that pay.
Right. It's nothing like that. It's simply giving your opinion. That's all it is, right. And that's all market researchers want.
Market research. Thank you. And we'll finish with what Christina wrote on our comments page. Get 30 to 45 days of underwear and 30 to 45 days of socks. That way you only really need to do laundry once a month. But wait, you have to pay for all those undergarments. Anyway, we will leave it there. Thanks for all your tips for college students trying to make it in New York. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.